thing. I don't know what kind of word we ever use for it.
You know, if they were awkward or they were...
clumsy.
Okay.
They always use that word for anybody like that. I mean, he's awful clumsy.
Okay. Mm. Now, man, what about a man who kept doing things that didn't make any sense?
Well, most of my daddy called them smart alecks.
Yeah?
Yeah, showing out.
Yeah, but what if he was just kept doing things that didn't make sense? He wasn't, you know, just...
You would have called him a crack brain.
Crack brain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I had a brother that wouldn't express it like that. He says, you like a little of what I like a whole lot of. See, what he meant that the man was crazy, but he wouldn't say he's crazy. He'd say he likes a little of what I like a whole lot of. And that's a good way of saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you call a man who didn't never spend any money or saved his money all the time?
You're a miser.
Okay. You'd say he'd pay you good money, but you'll have to earn it. You'd say he's a regular...
tightwad.
Okay. Mr. Mallett, if you ever use the word common about somebody, what would you mean there?
Well, if he spoke... didn't use too good of English, and if he... didn't try to be too big shot, just a common man, in other words, he might be different from other people, but he lived a life of his own, you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just very common, that he didn't try to put on no big shows or try to do nothing like that, more than just live a real common life, average life, or whatever you'd say.
Okay, now if you used it about a girl, say maybe, if you say a girl is common, would you mean it the same way?
Well, yes, in a way, but my mother would always express this to us, the girl was retarded or hadn't developed like she ought to. That's what she mostly said. She hadn't developed like any other child.
Okay. If you say somebody was still strong and active, say an old person,
mm-hmm,
like you, they were still strong and active, what would you say about them? You'd say they were...
We generally used to say fellas in his second childhood when he tried to do things he shouldn't after he got old.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you'd say they were mighty... mighty what?
That held up mighty well all our life. Yeah.
Mighty lively or...
Yeah. Could be of that age or something or other. Yeah.
A person who gets afraid easily, you'd say they were...
easily frightened?
Yeah, okay. Easily. And, you'd say, what if you say, you didn't know, you'd say, you know, there was something not quite right, you'd say, you didn't know if there was anything wrong, but you felt a little bit,
mm-hmm,
a little bit, do you ever have a word for that?
Well, no, I never did use the expression, as I remember, any kind about anybody that was not up to par, you'd call it.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the word we'd use. It'd say not quite up to par.
Uh-huh.
Meant not equal with the rest of the people around and everything.